I'm just wondering how this specific agreement, sending $3 billion a year to countries like India and China, who don't have to lower their emissions rates, is going to fix the global warming problem in Miami Beach.
Tucker, let me tell you what's going on in Miami Beach. When I became mayor, we have streets that are flooding during sunny days. The water levels have gone up dramatically. We, of course, moved forward to raise our roads, put in pumps, change our building codes. And it's not because we're so excited to have to do that, but we have to do it for survival of our city. And it's not just Miami Beach. It's coastal cities all over the world.
Okay.
Hey, Tucker, I heard what you had to say, but I got to tell you something. When the world's leading scientists are telling you this is what's going on, I mean, and some of the smartest minds in the world are telling you this is the reason why, at some point you have to listen.
Yeah, you're actually dodging my question completely, and I'm not denying the existence of sea level rise. I'm merely asking a very specific policy question, because this is about policies. How will the terms of the Paris Agreement, specifically handing $3 billion a year to India and China, which do not have to lower their emissions in the rest of this generation, how will that help what's going on in Miami Beach, the things you just described?
Tucker, the bottom line is, as the world is getting too hot and too warm, the oceans are rising, and that's affecting Miami Beach, and it's affecting all coastal cities. We must cool the globe down.
I can't let you dodge it again, okay? Tell me how that specific agreement and the financial arrangements in it will help the problems you described.
And I'm going to tell you why.
And
the bottom line is rising oceans aren't Republican and they're not Democrat. So what does an agreement do? An agreement puts the world together in one, in an alignment, and says, we have a problem. Let's work together and solve the problem. I mean, Tucker,
What about for the slight chance, Tucker,
all the world scientists and some of these great minds, let's just say maybe they're right. If they are, maybe it's a good idea if we do something about it.
What you're saying, you're describing religious faith. You're saying, I don't have to bother to learn any of the details about a very specific agreement that we're all mad about today, because there are people whose names I don't know who think it's a good idea. And my question to you is, why wouldn't the average person say, hey, I'm open-minded, but like, why don't you give me some specifics and tell me more, win me over, don't force me to participate, explain it to me. It's a democracy after all, right, isn't it?
No question it's a democracy. And you know what? It's an American democracy, and truthfully, it's a world democracy. And as you can imagine, we used to be the leader in that world, free world democracy. And I think really today, I got to tell you, what Fareed Zakaria said, and I heard you say, it's kind of right. We gave up leadership.
Man, I thought you guys believed in science. Why don't you tell me why allowing China to take a pass on reducing its greenhouse emissions for years is going to reduce global warming and its effects. I don't understand. What's the answer?
The fact of the matter is, think about it, Tucker. China signed this agreement. Europe signed it. India signed it. Everyone's in it together to make the globe a better place, to reduce these emissions. And I mean, come on. You're talking about going through.
Is there a single person watching this show stupid enough to be convinced by what you are saying? I'm open-minded. I want you to convince me that the Paris Agreement is a good thing. Let me tell you what I love to do. I can tell you one thing. And you're not even trying.
Almost every mayor in America now has come together and say we're going to adhere to those protocols.
Is that really your argument? Other people are doing it, therefore it's a good idea?
And we know, dude, Tucker, the terms are very clear. If you all come together and you reduce your greenhouse emissions and you lower the temperature of the world, that the waters will stop rising. That is a global agreement.
But that's not what this agreement says. Of course it does, Tucker.
But it actually doesn't.
And I sense I know more about it perhaps than you do. But just last question. If that's true, if reducing emissions will prevent the seas from rising, then why not require India and China and the world's other biggest polluters to do that?
And Tucker, it does. It brings everybody together.
But one thing I learned
with the president's comments today, what he said about Pittsburgh, it's funny because the mayor of Pittsburgh is a friend of mine who doesn't agree with this. But what's incredible, I didn't realize that Ohio and Pittsburgh doesn't get affected by climate change.
Okay.
To me, it was an interesting thing. I just learned.
You're making me more nervous than I was when this segment began. But Mr. Mayor, I appreciate your coming on. It was game of you.